Books on Tape presents The Forever War by Dexter Filkins. Read by Robertson Dean. To Khalid Hassan and Fakir Haider, friends and colleagues who were killed while looking for the truth, and Lance Corporal William L. Miller, who went first. He thought that in the beauty of the world were hid a secret. He thought the world's heart beat at some terrible cost, and that the world's pain and its beauty moved in a relationship of diverging equity, and that in this headlong deficit the blood of multitudes might ultimately be exacted for the vision of a single flower. Cormac McCarthy, All the Pretty Horses. O horrible vulturism of earth, from which not the mightiest whale is free. Herman Melville, Moby Dick. Prologue. Hell's Bells. Fallujah, Iraq, November 2004. The Marines were pressed flat on a rooftop when the dialogue began to unfold. It was 2 a.m. The minarets were flashing by the light of airstrikes, and rockets were sailing on trails of sparks. First came the voices from the mosques, rising above the thundery guns. "The Americans are here," howled a voice from a loudspeaker in a minaret. "The Holy War! The Holy War! Get up and fight for the city of mosques!" Bullets poured without direction and without end. No one lifted his head. "This is crazy," one of the Marines yelled to his buddy over the noise. "Yeah," the buddy yelled back, "and we've only taken one house." And then, as if from the depths, came a new sound.